Could you tell me how to get to the medical school? I'm supposed to be doing a lecture in about 20 minutes, and my driver's a bit lost.
You go straight ahead, and you make a left over the bridge.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria! Well then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Let's not.
Them a flex and them a chant. At the 60s, all the time we come back. Drop your bell bottom, black feet and frock. Boom, shakala, good boy.
You tell them no, sir.
Beautiful. There you go, Tom. There you go, buddy. Yeah. Let's see. Next, we got roast beef au jus. We got the roast beef au jus.
Down. Yeah, beautiful. Bon appétit. Yeah, walk away. Go on.
Last but not least, foot long. Who's got the foot long?
Very funny, Rascal. Very funny. In your dreams.
Harry, why haven't you dropped those dogs off at the show yet?
Sir, I didn't want to send them to a performance on an empty stomach, sir.
Get them off on it!
Yes, sir.
Me sideways.
Hello, how are you? I'll be out in 1 minute.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
Well, I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together. So where are you headed?
Aspen.
California. Beautiful. Name's Christmas. Lloyd Christmas.
I'm Mary Swanson.
This isn't my real job, you know.
No?
Nope. My friend Harry and I are saving up our money to open our own pet store.
That's nice.
I got worms.
I beg your pardon?
That's what we're going to call it. I got worms. We're going to specialize in selling worm farms. You know, like ant farms. What's the matter? A little tense about the flight?
Something like that.
There's really nothing to worry about, Mary.
Statistically, they say you're more likely to get killed on the way to the airport. In a head-on crash or flying off a cliff or getting trapped under a gas truck. That's the worst. I have this cousin. Well, I have this.
Lloyd, could you keep your eyes on the road, please?
Oh, yeah. Good thinking.
Can't be too careful. A lot of bad drivers out there.
You know the rules. No humping, no pushing, no sniffing hiding.
Where have you been? My dogs were supposed to be here 40 minutes ago. Now I hardly have any time to prep them.
Don't worry about a thing, Mrs. Noogie Burger.
Newborn!
These pooches are not going to need any primping. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because I bathed them and I clipped them myself. And I stand by my performance.
He shall judge one.
You know, on second thought, you might just want to run a comb through them.
The white zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of passengers. No parking.
Thanks. Here you go.
Oh, no, Mary. I couldn't possibly accept that. Not after all we've been through.
Thank you, Lloyd. Good luck with your worms.
Hey, how about a hug?
The white zone is loading and unloading of passengers on the transport. No parking.
Oh, I hate goodbyes.
Lloyd.
Shh. Just go ahead. I'm ready.
Gonna leave the briefcase near the escalator. You make the pickup.
Piece of cake.
Goodbye, my love.
Bye.
There's our payday. She left it. Let's go.
Excuse me! Coming through!
your day?
Not bad. Fell off the jetway again.
Who the hell you figure this guy's working for anyway?
I don't know. We sure as hell better find out.
Bielsa?
I'll live.
So you get fired again, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They always freak out when you leave the scene of an accident, you know?
Yeah, well, I lost my job, too.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
No offense. No, none taken. You know what really chaps my ass, though? I spent my life savings turning my van into a dog.
Hi, Pete.
The alarm alone cost me $200.
Hey, chicks love it. It's a shaggin' wagon.
What's with the briefcase?
It's a love memento.
The most beautiful woman alive. I drove her to the airport. Sparks flew. Emotions ran high. She actually talked to me, man.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tractor beam. Sucked me right in. Anyway. She left this in the terminal and flew to Aspen and out of my life.
What's in it?
Man, I would have to be a lowlife to go rooting around in somebody else's private property.
Is it locked?
Yeah, really well.
There's two of them. One of them's got a gun.
Did you pay the gas bill?
Hey.
Do you realize what you've done?
I say we bail.
Okay.
Briefcase ain't here.
He must have taken it with him.
What?
Well, he's got to come home sometime.
Maybe we should trash the place, send him a little message.
I don't think he's going to get that message, Joe. I mean, the guy's got worms in his living room.
Well, I got a better idea. I thought I saw a pretty cat. I did.
I can't believe we drove around all day and there's not a single job in this town. There's nothing, nada, zip.
Yeah, unless you want to work 40 hours a week. Here.
I'm gonna go to the store.
Okay, just get the bare essentials. This is the last of our dough.
Hey, what do I look like?
Where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as a ship and crack. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise, yeah, man, you know you never come back. Cross the street, cross the bridge, cross the mills, cross the on a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Excuse me, little old lady. Do you have change of a dollar?
Change? No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Oh, well, could you do me a favor and watch my stuff here while I go break a dollar?
Of course.
Thanks. Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me!
Where's the booze?
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart. I didn't even see it.
Come on.
Oh, Harry.
No.
Harry.
No.
Come on, Harry. You're up.
Gets worse, Lloyd. My parakeet, Petey.
Huh?
He's dead.
Oh. Oh, man. I'm sorry, Harry. What happened?
His head fell off.
His head fell off?
Yeah, he was pretty old.
Oh, that's it. I've had it with this dump. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Okay, just calm down.
What the hell are we doing here, Harry? We gotta get out of this town.
Yeah, and go where? Where are we gonna go?
I'll tell you where. Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called Aspen.
I don't know, Lloyd. The French are assholes.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I know what you're up to, mister. Yeah, you just want to go to Aspen and find that girl who lost her briefcase, and you need me to drive you there, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I
so,
right? Am
yeah,
I right, Lloyd?
So? So I want to go someplace where we know somebody who can plug us into the social pipeline.
No, 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 Lloyd. No. I say we stay here, we hunt for jobs, and we keep saving our money for the worm store. I don't know about you, but I am getting sick and tired of running from creditors.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Harry? I'm sick and tired of having to eke my way through life. Sick and tired of being a nobody. But most of all, I'm sick and tired of having nobody.
Okay, Lloyd. Aspen it is. You better not be fooling. Okay. Yes, let it out. Have a good drive.
What are you doing?
It feels like you're running at an incredible rate, Harry.
Wait, we're not even through Connecticut yet, and already you're annoying me.
Sorry. We're really doing it, though, aren't we, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, where'd you get those?
I bought them when we filled up.
Well, wait, we're supposed to talk about all expenditures, Lloyd. We are on a very tight budget.
This didn't come out of our travel fund.
Oh.
Yeah, I was able to raise 25 extra bucks before we left.
Where did you get 25 extra bucks?
I sold some stuff to Billy and 4C.
Blind kid?
Yeah.
What did you sell him, Lloyd?
What kind of stuff?
I don't know. A few baseball cards, a sack of marbles.
Petey, you sold my dead bird to a blind kid? Lloyd, Petey didn't even have a head.
Harry, I took care of it.
Free
pretty bird. Yeah, can you say pretty bird? Pretty bird. Yes, pretty bird. Pretty bird. Polly, want a cracker?
Those red bastards. They rubbed up right in our faces.
Man, Andre, have a goddamn hemorrhage when we get that briefcase.
They must have been following us for weeks.
What do you say?
Gas, man. How the hell do they know that I got gas?
They gotta be pros.
Don't worry. We're gonna get that money back. And I'll tell you something else. They ain't never getting the Aspen. I'm gonna see that.
They got the monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
They were a major influence on the Beatles.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me, Flo.
Flo liked the TV show. What is the soup du jour?
It's the soup of the day.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. I'll have that. Feels good to mingle with these laid-back country folk, don't it, Eric? I like it a lot.
Uh-oh. What? What's the matter?
You spilled the salt. That's what's the matter. Spilling the salt is very bad luck. We're driving across the country. The last thing we need is bad luck. Quick, toss some salt over your right shoulder.
What the hell?
Uh-oh.
All right, who's the dead man that hit me with the salt shaker?
It was a terrible mistake, sir. Please, oh, believe me, I would never do anything to offend a man of your size.
Kick his ass, Seabass!
Go ahead, Seabass. You gonna eat that?
What, that? No. Yes. No. Well, no, I crossed my mind. Yeah. You really wimped out, man.
Talking about wimped out.
What did you... The guy hawked up my burger. What?
I think I just... Yeah. I just had an idea. Follow me.
Excuse me, guys.
What the hell do you want?
I just want to apologize for that unpleasant scene a little earlier. My friend Harry and I would like to buy you guys a round of beers just to bury the hatchet.
Make it four Boilermakers.
Whatever you want, sir. I'll have the waitress bring it over immediately.
What are you doing? We can't afford to buy your drinks.
Excuse me. Seabass and the fellas offered to pick up our check. They said just put it on their tab. They're very nice.
Seabass said that.
Well, if that guy at the table over there is Seabass...
All right, that's what he wants.
Put these in there, too.
Kill those sons of bitches!
That was genius, bud. Sheer genius. I mean, where did you come up with a scam like that?
Saw it in a movie once.
That was incredible. Do whatever.
So the guy tricks some sucker into picking up his cab and gets away with it scot-free?
No. In the movie, they catch up to him half mile down the road and slit his throat.
That was a good one.
Wow. Gary?
What? I know this isn't the best time, but when you get a chance to pull over...
Yeah. Are you crazy? I'm not pulling over now.
But I gotta go. What am I supposed to do?
Well, stick it. What? Whiz in one of the empty beer bottles in the back. They're on the floor. Just get one of the... What? Watch the seat.
Okay.
Watch the seat.
All right.
Uh-oh. What? What's wrong?
The bar's almost full. I'm still going.
Go stop going.
I can't stop going once they've started. Stings. Quick, give me another bottle. Come on. Hurry, 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 hurry. Come on. Come on. Okay. Hold that. That one. Hurry, I'm pitching it.
What are you, a camel?
Pull over!
Huh? Pull over!
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
Yeah! Killer boots, man! Pull your vehicle to the side of the road!
License and registration, please. You fellas were going a little fast back there, wouldn't you say?
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
No. Oh, no, sir.
Oh, no.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, well, what's that?
That's nothing, sir.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, well, you aware that it's against the law to have an open alcohol container here in the state of Pennsylvania? Come on, give me that booze, you little pumpkin pie haircutted freak. Come on.
Sir, no, wait.
No, sir, don't drink.
You'd keep your mouth shut if you knew it was good for you, buddy.
Tic-tac, sir?
Get the hell out of here.
How could they not have gotten the ransom?
It just doesn't make sense. I left the money exactly where they instructed me to.
Oh, it makes perfect sense, Mary. We should have called the authorities the minute we knew that Bobby was kidnapped.
Now, Helen, we've been through this already.
Mr. Andre.
Nicholas.
Carl.
Nick.
Yeah. Any word yet, sir?
No, nothing yet, Nicholas.
I've been giving this a lot of thought. Maybe we should cancel the preservation benefit this weekend. It would be so easy to reschedule it.
No, I don't think we should do anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah, she's right. It's imperative that we carry on as usual.
Okay.
Especially you, Mary.
What am I supposed to do? Just go about my life like everything is fine?
That's exactly what you should do.
Yes, go skiing, go to parties, act normally, you know.
Yeah, don't you see, honey, we can't let on that anything's wrong. If the press or the authorities get wind of this, the kidnappers may panic.
I mean, you never know what they might do to them then.
Sat there and smiled at me.
love me? And she says, no, but that's a real nice ski mask.
From Cranston?
Yeah, you know her?
Oh, yeah!
I mean, I remember you talking about her. We had the most incredibly romantic time. I thought we were going to be together forever, and then about a week later, right out of the blue, she sends me a John Deere letter.
She give you any reason?
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. But the thing that hurt the most is I think she was seeing another guy. Never did find out who.
Mr. Andre, guess who we just happened upon?
Yeah. This is where it all ends, at a phone booth.
Yeah, the boys hold up in a little love nest for the night. I think they're a little bit strange.
Why?
What the hell are these guys up to? I mean,
Is it possible that they could be feds?
Highly unlikely, like from what I see.
And, sir, did you ever hear of the concept of other people? Me being that for the phone? Sir? You turned your back on me. He got me mad. I almost like it.
You and Shay were supposed to grab that bag so we could end this shit.
Here's your drink, baby.
What I would...
Damn, I could do to you, because you were special, and I hold on to your honor. But that's not your problem. You didn't know. Get off the phone. Get off the phone.
I'm sorry, Miss Andre. You were saying?
Look, Mendel, these jokers have got a lot of money and it belongs to me. Now, I want to know who they are and what they're doing with it.
Hey. I told you already I'm on it, all right?
Good.
According to the map, we've only gone about 4 inches. You know, I don't think we have enough gas money.
Relax. We have more than enough.
I think you're wrong, Lloyd.
How much you want to bet?
I don't bet.
What do you mean you don't bet?
I mean, I don't bet. You know, I don't care. I never have, and I never will.
Yeah, right.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're on.
I'm gonna get you.
I don't know how, but I'm gonna get you.
Come on, Joe. Let me do them. Let me do both of them. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Just shut up. Now, we don't even know who the hell they are. You don't kill people you don't know. That's a rule. Now, I want you to get up here. Lie down on the front seat. When they pick me up, you follow us. You got that? Hey, here they come. Stay down.
Say, are you guys going to Davenport?
My car died and I'm late for a lunch.
We usually don't pick up hitchhikers. But I'm gonna go with my instinct on this one.
Saddle up, partner. You're it. Quincy's.
Any Quincy's.
You're it, Quincy's. No, any Quincy's, no starches.
You can't do that.
Can do.
Cannot. Stamp it.
Can't do. Double stamp it. No erases.
Cannot.
Triple stamp it. No erases.
No,
blue, make it through.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp. You can't triple stamp a double stamp. Lloyd, you can't triple stamp a double stamp. Lloyd. You
guys. Enough.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys!
Fellas, think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio? Who needs the radio? Ready, Harry? Mock! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard? She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing! She's gonna buy me a diamond ring! And if that diamond ring don't shine!
Look, there's some people want to ride too. Pick them up!
Do you want an atomic pepper, Mr. Mandolino?
Nah. You guys go ahead.
I'll do it if you will, Lloyd.
Okay.
You go first.
No, you go first.
No, you go first. I always go first.
Oh, yeah.
I always never go.
You guys
both stop acting like a couple of pussies and go at the same time, huh?
That sounds like a dare, Harry.
It's a double dare.
Yeah, okay, you're on.
It's not so bad.
Wow. It's more tingly than hot.
Yeah.
Fellas, excuse me, I gotta use the phone. Enjoy your meal, guys.
This helps. That was good.
Yeah, it's mental. I'm just sitting down to a nice meal with our boys.
Well, how nice for you. Don't forget that your bread plate is on the left.
Look, I can't have these guys running around Aspen.
Don't worry. They ain't gonna be running around nowhere after I dump a little rat poison in their Shirley Temple.
Feeling better, girls?
Yes, oh, much better. Thank you for asking.
So why are you going to ask them?
Vacation?
Why don't you eat up and we'll tell you.
Just doesn't seem like you packed much. All I saw was one bag and that briefcase.
No, the briefcase isn't even ours. Some lady left at the airport. We're just bringing it back to her. How's your burger?
You mean you don't even know her?
Talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Are you okay, man? It was just a goof.
Ow, my Elsa. My pills.
Maybe somebody should call an ambulance.
You get the pills. Don't worry, I know CPR.
I'll get the pills.
Ow!
This is a lot easier if you just lay back.
He's resisting me.
Pills are good. Pills are good.
There you go, big guy.
Mustard, ketchup, and mustard, that helps us.
Check, please.
I can't believe it. Life's a fragile thing here. One minute you're chewing on a burger, the next minute you're dead meat.
But he blamed me. You heard him. Those were his last words.
Not if you count the gurgling sound.
You mean he was poisoned?
No doubt about it. We found these next to the body.
Sir, waitress says he came in with a couple of younger guys. Now, they're the ones who called the ambulance, and then they hit the road.
Any idea where they were going?
We just received a report. They were seen headed west on I-80 towards Colorado.
Did you get a make on the vehicle?
Yes, sir. They're driving an 84 sheepdog.
Thank you.
Skis, huh?
That's right.
Great. They're yours?
Uh-huh.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Cool.
Excuse me, but you're spraying everywhere.
Oh. A luggage for a little vacation.
I'm moving to Aspen. Oh. I've got to get away from my boyfriend. He's such a klutz. Plus, my astrologer told me that I really should stay away from accident-prone guys, so,
Well, here, it's a little loose. You might want to...
Allow me. I've got a thing.
Here, got him right here. Right here.
Thank you.
Sure. You know, I'm heading up to Aspen myself. Maybe we could, you know, meet up, have some hot chocolate or something.
Sure, why not? You seem normal. I'm going to give you my number. Let me find it.
Great. Let's see.
Cool. Now I have one in here somewhere.
Look, why don't you just tell it to me? I got a really good memory.
Well, the number's 555-905. Wait a minute, that's my old number. That is so weird how your mind just goes blank.
For God's sake, just give me the damn number!
Okay, look, you gonna get pushy? Forget about it.
Find a happy place. Find a happy place.
No, sir, but we're expecting him shortly.
A motorist saw Pooch about 30 miles back, headed this way.
Look, I told you what happened, okay? So just drop it.
Yeah, okay, sure thing. Hey, look, we're almost in Colorado. What do you say we change seats? I've been driving for 9 straight hours. I don't have the energy to start a new state.
Hey, guys.
Oh, big gulp, son.
All right. Well, see you later. Hey, Harry, I got some beef jerky.
Some people just weren't cut out for life on the road. they get off?
How long have I been out?
I'd say a good 5 hours.
Huh. I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
I was thinking the same thing. That John Denver's full of shit, man.
I'm only human, Harry! Anybody can make a mistake. Come on! Stop being a baby! So we backtracked a tad! A tad, Lloyd! You drove almost a sixth of the way across the country in the wrong direction! Now we don't have enough money to get to Aspen. We don't have enough money to get home. We don't have enough money to eat. We don't have enough money to sleep.
Well, it's not going to do us any good to sit here whining about it. We're in a hole. We're just going to have to dig ourselves out.
Okay, all right. You're right. You're absolutely right, Lloyd.
Where are you going?
Home. I'm walking home.
Oh, well, pardon me, Mr. Perfect. I guess I forgot that you never ever make a mistake.
Got room for one more if you still want to go to Aspen.
Where did you find that?
Some kid back in town. Traded the van for it, straight up. I can get 70 miles to the gallon on this hog.
You know, Lloyd, just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
Still wanna go to Aspen?
Oh yeah! Okay, let's go, buddy!
Go west! Go west, boy!
Through my heart and things I stand as I shake. We're there.
Got a little dippy going through the fast out here.
Isn't this incredible? What more could two single guys ask for?
How about some food? I swallowed a big June bug when we were driving. I'm not really hungry.
Yeah, well, I'm starving.
Oh, geez, look at the butt on that.
Yeah.
He must work out.
Hey, why don't we get busy and deliver the briefcase to Mary?
If I know her as well as I think I do, she'll invite us right in for tea and strumpets.
Good plan. Where's she live?
I don't know.
What's her last name? I'll look it up.
You know, I don't really recall. Starts with an S. So swim, swummy, slippy, slappy, slimmin, salmon, simmon, Swanson?
Maybe it's on the briefcase. Look on the...
Oh, yeah! It's right here. Samsonite. I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
I'm not seeing it here, Lloyd.
She must be unlisted.
Great. So what are we supposed to do now?
I can't feel my fingers anymore. I lied. They're numb.
Ooh. Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
I'm going to kill you.
What?
I'm going to kill you! I'm going to kill you, Lloyd!
Calm down!
Right now, I'm going to kill you!
Harry, you got that crazy look in your eye!
I know what I'm going to do.
What are you doing?
I'm going to do something I should have done a long time ago.
Don't do anything foolish, Harry!
What? Foolish? I just isn't foolish. I'm going to toss this damn curse right into that damn pond. You're going to do it!
No! Harry!
Harry! Your hands are freezing! Hey!
Come on! Okay, here's the plan. We borrow a few bucks, a small loan from the briefcase, and we find ourselves some reasonable lodging.
It's a good plan. And we'll keep track of all the money we spend with IOUs.
We'll be meticulous, right down to the last penny. Whatever we borrow, we pay back.
That's what we're good for.
But where is our bond?
This is the Hotel Danbury Presidential Suite, gentlemen. Normally reserved for royalty, visiting dignitaries, illustrious stars of stage and screen. We have shortly coming the Emperor and Empress of Japan. And of course, Princess Charles and I, when they were together, used to frequent the hotel constantly.
We'll take it!
There you go. There you go.
Rain brought them to him.
Another was here, Carl.
Although at the time he wasn't sure he wanted to accept the gift.
Nick, do you think she'll let us stay?
No, this place is ugly
anyway. You and me, we're family.
Promise never to give it away.
And no one's ever going to break up the bond.
And the city that's pretty special.
Wow, boy, this is living, huh?
Yeah.
What's that next?
I don't know. Let me look it up. Ah!
What, you okay?
Harry! It's Mary!
Who?
Mary with the briefcase? Mary Swanson. Swanson. Wool. Host. Annual.
Host.
Host.
Annual.
An annual meeting of.
The big one. International Preservation Society tomorrow night.
Come on, Cinderella. We gotta get you ready for the ball.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman,
Barn. There you go.
Thank you, Tom.
Takes me 1 second.
Jesus Christ. Sam.
Sam who?
Sam, because you act mental.
Can't you just feel it, Harry?
Perfect gentleman.
All we gotta do is show a little class, a little sophistication, and we're in like a dirty shirt.
That's no problem, Lloyd. We can be classy and sophisticated. Look at the fun bags on that hose hound.
I'd like to eat her liver with some farber beans and a nice bottle of Chianti.
Come on, let's go get a couple of bowls of loudmouth soup.
Yeah.
Hey, bartender, 2 martinis, please.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? The Aspen Preservation Society is the world's foremost defender of 23 endangered species. And it is with tremendous honor that we're able to bring Mr. Swanson forward to introduce us to the 24th, everybody. Carl?
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Icelandic snow owl. These magnificent specimens constitute 1/7 of the snow owl population left on the planet. And God willing, With your help and that of the societies, these wonderful creatures will flourish once more. Thank you again, and enjoy your evening.
Another one of those?
Lloyd, what are you doing? Would you calm down? I've never seen you so nervous.
Keep an eye on Shay. Keep a close eye.
I'm ready for a commitment, Harry. First time I set eyes on Mary Swanson, I just got that old-fashioned romantic feeling where I'd do anything to bone her.
That's a special feeling, Lloyd.
Oh, my. There she is. Wow, you are kidding, Lloyd. She's an angel.
What are you waiting for? Get over there and talk to her.
She's going to think I'm some kind of a psycho when she finds out how far I came just to see her.
You know what you have? Her briefcase. She's going to be thrilled to see you.
Wait, I have an idea. Why don't you go over and introduce yourself? That way, you can build me up so I won't have to brag about myself later. Tell her I'm rich, and I'm good-looking, and I have a rapist wit.
No, I don't think I could.
Come on.
I'm not.
Okay, stop.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to hang by the bar. Put out the pot.
Okay. Nice set of Hooters you got there.
I beg your pardon?
The owls are beautiful.
Oh. Yeah. Are you a bird lover?
Me? Oh, no. Well, I used to have a parakeet. But now my main area of expertise is canines. Dogs. To the layperson.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I love dogs, too.
Oh.
So how are you involved with them?
Oh, I've trained them. You know, bathed them, clipped them. I've even bred them.
Oh, really? Any unusual breeding?
No, mostly just doggy style. One time, we successfully mated a bulldog with a shih tzu.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, we called it a bullshit. Oh, anyway, the real reason I came over here was I got to introduce you to a buddy of mine.
Oh, Mary, I don't believe I've met your friend. Oh, well, actually, we haven't been properly introduced. My name is Mary Swanson.
Hi, Harry.
Hi.
Dunn.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. This is my stepmother, Helen.
Hi, Harry Dunn. Pleasure to meet you both.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought you'd come in. I was hoping I'd get a chance to meet you.
Oh, you were? Really?
Tuxedo. Fabulous. Oh. Really, I love a man with a sense of humor. Really. And so does Mary.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Anyway, about my friend.
What are you doing tomorrow? I believe that Mary is looking for someone to hit the slopes with.
She what? Huh?
Helen, you're embarrassing me.
Well, you are. I mean, after all, the snow's going to be gone in a couple of weeks, and, well, this may be your last chance. Poor thing, she never gets a chance to get out. Well, what do you say, Mr. Dunn? Are you available?
Well, I don't know. See, my friend...
Oh, forget about your friend for one day. I think you kids will have a wonderful time. What do you say?
Well, you know, I don't know. The thing... Pardon? Sure, what time?
Bring
him over. Relax. You're golden. I got you a date with her tomorrow.
Oh, wait. I can't. I love you, man.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're kissing me.
This calls for a little of the bubbly.
You're going to be my best man, Hare.
Oh, good.
I promise.
Thank you.
You have just earned yourself a seat at the head table, pal.
We already got the tuxes.
Oh,
Boy, this party really died.
Hey, maybe it was a coincidence.
It was a message, Shay. Pure and simple. I mean, we killed their bird. Now they killed one of ours.
How can anybody whack a bird with the cork?
These guys aren't just anybody. They're good.
I've got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmental listen girl. Does she ride a bike? She has a crystal necklace.
Hey! Come on!
You're a little early. We don't open for about 45 minutes.
I'm meeting someone here. Mind if I wait at the bar?
No, come on in.
It's a beautiful day, huh, Harry?
Yes, I've had a wonderful time so far, thank you.
God, it feels so good to get up here. I haven't been outside that much in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
There's been some family problems. But I don't want to bore you with those.
Thanks. Oh, look, Frost.
Harry? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I do this all the time. Hi there! Say, kid, you wouldn't happen to have a cup of warm water, would you?
Excuse me. Is it 10 a.m. yet?
It's 1.
That's what I have, too. I thought maybe it was fast.
She's running late, huh?
Just a couple hours. You know girls, and they're excited about something. Everything has to be perfect.
This one's on me.
Chablis, please. Hello. Bad day, huh? Me too. Of course, everything's been bad since I broke up with my boyfriend. Does it hurt?
Oh, I'm fine. I paid the fee for you.
Oh, no. Listen, this is silly. Let me help you.
No.
Yes, it'll only hurt for a moment.
No.
Are you band-aid?
No.
Come on, ready?
No.
Come on. Go.
We'll be right back.
I said to myself, run, Beth. Run for your life before this man kills you both. Then do you know what the klutz did?
No, and I don't care.
I'm going to tell you, he came home one night dead drunk and decided he wanted to fix the sink. Couldn't believe him. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about you. How come you're here?
Bartender. Yeah. You wouldn't happen to know Mary Swanson, would you?
Mary Swanson?
Yeah. She comes in here all the time.
What's that supposed to mean?
She has dinner.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Do you know where she lives?
Yeah, her family has the big place up on Alpine Drive.
Alpine Drive? Big place? No way! That's quirky.
We landed on the moon!
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Bob, it was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
Oh, well, no, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45?
Stop it.
Okay, 7:45.
Bye.
Lord, she told me 10 o'clock sharp. Are you sure you went to the right bar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Lobby bar. Right in the lobby.
Well, maybe she just had a change of heart.
Oh, that pisses me off. That pisses me right off. I hate when women do that, you know?
She wanted to see you again. She told me that. And now, no? Now,
wait a minute. Wait.
She must have meant 10 o'clock at night.
Do you think?
Why would she have you meet her in a bar at 10 in the morning?
I just figured she was a raging alcoholic.
And all this time I've been going through such pain and personal anguish.
Such hell! For nothing!
Oh, God, that's funny. Oh, that's good stuff. Well, listen, looks like you got your night planned, so I'm just going to head out and catch a flick.
Okay.
10 in the morning.
Buddy, old pal.
Yeah?
Will you join me in a good luck toast before you head out?
Oh, sure thing. Whatever you think will help your chances.
Sorry. You know why I like you, Harry? Because you're a regular guy. Yep. That's why I want you to stay regular. One half teaspoon for fast, effective relief.
To my friend Harry, the matchmaker.
get out of here. I've...
Hi, the door's open. Come on upstairs. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, make yourself at home, okay? I'm almost ready. 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Current affair inside the home of the Menendez brothers' attorney. And next, we'll be back in a minute with the heartbreaking story of the blind Rhode Island boy who was duped into buying a dead parakeet.
I just thought he was real quiet.
Who are these sick people?
Hi!
Hi! Yes?
Remember me?
Not really.
Providence. I drove you to the airport last week.
Oh, my God. Lloyd, right?
You remembered my name.
What are you doing in Aspen?
I brought you your briefcase. You left it at the airport, you big goof.
You have my briefcase?
Yeah. Hey, I have it at my hotel room. You want to jump on the bike with me? We can go get it. Unless you're busy.
No.
I don't want to...
You just wait right here.
Okay.
Okay?
Come on, flush, you bastard.
Harry, what are you doing in there?
I'm cleaning my teeth.
Harry, I'm sorry, but something important's come up, and I've got to run out. It's sort of an emergency. I'll explain later.
Mary!
I'm sorry, Harry. I've really got to go. I promise we'll do this again sometime.
Look familiar?
I don't believe it. You really have it.
Of course I have it. When Lloyd Christmas drives a woman to the airport, he makes sure she gets all her luggage. That's my whole philosophy.
This is incredible. You mean to say you drove 2,000 miles just for me?
I didn't really have a lot to do. And I know how frustrating it can be to lose a bag.
That is so sweet, Lloyd.
Look, Mary, I know this may seem a little sudden, but I've given it a lot of thought. You're the woman I've been waiting for my whole life, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Please, let me finish. I'm crazy about you. I've never felt this way about anybody. Listen to me. I feel like a schoolboy again. A schoolboy who desperately wants to make sweet, sweet love to you.
Oh, I thought I heard you talking to someone.
Mary? I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy.
Maybe I should be going.
No, no. No, I... That's not what I meant. What I meant was... I like you, Mary. I like you a lot. I want to ask you a question straight out, flat out, and I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it. Just give it to me straight. I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just, least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah! I read you. Hi. We have plenty of towels. Thanks.
Nicholas, what are you doing here?
I've been looking for you, Mary. I have some news about your husband.
Husband? Wait a minute. What was all that 1 in 1,000,000 talk?
Aren't you going to invite me in?
Hey, Harry, you never call.
What are you doing here?
Excuse me, Gunman?
Who are you?
Oh, don't play dumb with me, asshole. I'm the rightful owner of that briefcase that you've been carrying around.
Oh, well?
Nicholas, my family trusted you.
Shut up!
Listen, Mr. Samsonite, about the briefcase, my friend Harry and I have every intention of fully reimbursing you.
You open it up. Open it up!
Go ahead. Open it up. Do what he says. Harry.
Money.
That's as good as money, sir. Those are IOUs. Go ahead and add it up. Every cent's accounted for. Look. See this?
That's a car. 275 tau. Might want to hang on to that one.
You're a dead man. You're a dead man!
Lloyd! I'm home! Look, we gotta have a serious talk. I got a confession to make. Oh, good. You found her. I'll leave you two alone.
No, stay. Yes, I'd like a one-way ticket to Amsterdam, departing as soon as possible, please.
Okay, how do you guys know each other?
We used to be best friends.
Yeah, until he turned into a backstabber.
Me a backstabber? You got a lot of nerve.
You knew I was crazy about her.
Yeah, and you knew I was crazy about Freda Felcher, and that didn't stop you, did it?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Don't deny it, Lloyd. Freda told me the whole sleazy story, Mr. French Tickler.
Okay, what time does that leave? Thank you. Wait a second. Can I have a vegetarian meal?
I guess we both learned a little something about each other today, didn't we?
Yeah, you said it, pal. Maybe we're not as good of friends as we thought we were.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, if one beautiful girl can rip us apart like this, then maybe our friendship isn't worth a damn. Maybe we should call it quits right now.
You just tell me where to sign, bud.
Right on my ass after you kiss it!
Jesse, you kiss my book cheeks, ruthless, right here!
Come on, shut up!
Now, which one of you losers wants to get it first?
Over here.
I was the one that got you into this whole mess. Come on, shoot me.
No! Wait, no, do me first. I stole your girl, Lloyd. I deserve it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yesterday was one of the greatest days of my life. Mary and I went skiing. We made a snowman. She touched my leg.
Okay, kill him.
You killed my best friend, you bastard!
If it's any consolation, you're about to be reunited.
Harry! You're alive! And you're a horrible shot.
Lucky me.
Not you, dummy.
Get the gun.
Special Officer Beth Jordan, FBI.
Hey, who? But, huh?
Done, thank you very much. We could have done it without you. We've been following you guys all the way from Providence.
What's going on, Harry? Your name is Harry, isn't it?
Yeah, she grabbed me down the lobby, explained what was up, and then they slapped this bulletproof vest on me and gave me a gun.
But what if he shot you in the face?
What if he shot me in the face?
That's a risk we were willing to take.
How come I didn't get a gun? Did you get a gun?
We can't play this game anymore, but can we still be friends? Things just can't go on like before.
She was definitely worth the trip.
Yeah. She's something, ain't she, here?
I'm glad we were able to help her out.
Oh, God. Oh, easy. You're okay.
I'm okay.
Oh, I'm
just
sorry.
Just a little sore.
I'm sorry. Oh, sweetie.
Oh, baby, I've missed your love.
Honey, there's someone I want to introduce you to. He's the kindest, gentlest man I've ever met. Will you meet him?
Sure.
He's got a gun!
Boy! Boy!
Huh?
I said this is my husband, Bobby.
Oh. Hi, Bobby. Hi. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
thank you both very much. I owe you both a debt of gratitude. Thank you.
Lloyd. First Mary dumps us, then the cops take our nest egg, then our hog breaks down.
Yeah! When are we ever gonna catch a break?
Hi, y'all. Hey, Alihupa.
Hey, guys. We're going on a national bikini tour, and we're looking for two oil boys who can grease us up before each competition.
You are in luck. There's a town about 3 miles that way. I'm sure you'll find a couple guys there.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, doll.
Do you realize what you've done?
Hey!
Lloyd! Lloyd!
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow. The town is back that way.
Lucky guys are going to be driving around with those girls for the next couple of months.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll catch our break, too. Just got to keep our eyes open.
Yeah. You're it. You're it. Andy Quincy's double stamp. You're it. Andy. Triple stamp. No race. Triple stamp. None at all.
And if I go around with you, you know that.
life.